So thank God, today we will have five countries share.
感谢主，我们今天将有五个国家将要做见证分享。
And everyone's slides are already uploaded, so you can again come up as before.
每个人的幻灯片影都已经放上来了，所以你们可以自己再上来。
And I will be your timekeeper, so if you see me doing this, that means that there's no more time, please wrap up.
我等一下会就是来掌控时间，如果你在看到我的手势的话，那就是代表你们的时间已经到了。
Okay, so now we invite the Australia brethren to come up.
我们现在邀请澳大利亚的代表。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus, I speak.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣基督圣名我讲话。
I really thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity to share with all of you in regards to the youth ministry in Australia and also what the Australian youth do in Fiji.
感谢主，我有这么好的机会在这里与大家分享澳大利亚的青年他们团契那边的事情。
And before I begin my sharing, I would like to thank the American brothers and sisters.
在我分享之前，我要感谢美国的弟兄姐妹们。
You've kindly welcomed us.
你们非常的友善接待着我们。
You've provided wonderful meals.
你也为我们预备了非常美好的食物。
And you've really made us feel at home.
你真的使我们感觉我们在家一样。
May the Lord bless all of your kindness.
愿神祝福你们所有的辛苦。
And may us all continue to blossom in His Word, in His on His on our heavenly journey to on our journey towards heaven. So may the Lord continue to guide us.
愿神继续带领我们在行走他这条天国的道路上。
So I think we might start with. I might just follow up on what Preacher Timothy had said this morning about there was like a meeting in March.
那我现在将要接着今天早晨杨传道所说的，他们当时3月份有一个开会。
So Preacher Timothy has come to Australia to help out with the NWYS, which is the National Working Youth Seminar, and also for the STTC, which is the Student Theological Training.
当时杨传道到澳洲去与我们分享，去协助青年团契和神训班吗？
Yeah, so in Australia every year, different cities host both the NWYS and the SRPTC.
在澳大利亚，每一年不同的城市都会举办着青年团契，并且神训班。
So Australian churches welcome the brethren here if you have time off at the end of the year to come and join us.
是每个人吗? 就是邀请每个人去参加吗?
Yeah, I mean...
哦,对。 代表澳大利亚, 欢迎大家有机会的话都可以来参加我们的聚会。
So the National Working Youth is roughly 1 week.
就是青那个青年社青组的是社青组是一个星期
，and the student one is roughly 3 weeks.
学生的灵恩会是3个星期
，so in the national working youth，
在这个社青团契
，so I'm linking that to what Preacher Timothy said this morning.
那我就是连接到今天早晨杨传道所提到的。
So we have Deaconess Esther in Sydney that's very fervent in learning Hebrew and also Greek.
我们在悉尼有一位以斯帖执事娘，她是非常的热心来学习希伯来文和希腊文。So
in some of the conversations I've had with the brethren here, if you've been to Sydney, you'll probably find that Deaconess Esther uses a lot of either Greek or Hebrew in her sermons.
那我今天我有对有一些弟兄姐妹分享，如果你们有去过悉尼的话，你们都会发现，执事娘她都会用，她在讲道的时候，她会用希伯来文或者是希腊文来讲道。So
it's a good reminder for all of us that we need to continue if we have the opportunity to learn a new language like Hebrew or Greek.
对我们来说是一个非常好的提醒，如果我们有这个机会来学习另外一种语言的话，就像希伯来文和希腊文。
Okay, so now I'm going to talk about two other, I suppose, divine works amongst the youth that I found really stood out to me.
那我将要与大家分享的是，两件我觉得两件青年圣工，我觉得对我来说是非常的有意义。
So one is in specifically in Melbourne, from where Sister Xiao Wei is from.
那一个呢是小薇姐妹，就是墨尔本的小薇姐妹，来自那里。Yeah.
So she's sitting over there, and she'll give her testimony sharing after I've finished talking about Fiji.
当我她将会与我们一起分享，等到我结束之后。
So in Melbourne, they have there's a Well, I should show you this one first. So, the brother wearing the black, his name's Eric.
穿黑色的衣服的弟兄名字叫做 Eric.
So he's involved in the senior youth class.
他是他参与的是青年中年吗？青年的社工。
So if you have the opportunity of visiting Melbourne, you'll hear his beautiful singing voice.
如果你们有机会去墨尔本的话，那你们将会听到他非常美妙的声音。
So there should be four yellow arrows that you'll see. That's his wife and then their two beautiful children.
如果你们看到有黄色的标志，那这个符号的话，那就是他的家人。
So they take the senior class to visit retirement villages or elderly homes.
他们就是会花时间带着这个青年搬到当地的老人院，或者是 yeah.
So the main purpose of these events is more so like a social charitable work.
这样子的工作就像是在社会上的那种善义工一样。
And the reason why he shared these two pictures with me was because they're self-driven projects. 是他自己主动去。
就是他们自己甘心乐意的主动去做这件事情。
So, as many of you know, people who are in the retirement villages sometimes don't have families that visit them that often.
那我们都知道，在这个地方的他们的家人不是很经常的会去看去探访他们。
So I think that's instilling in the Melbourne youth from a very young age that we need to care and give a cup of cold water to those in need.
其实这是对当时对那些墨尔本的那些小朋友们是一个非常好的提醒，就是他们应该要学会如何的来做善事。
And in this way, I think Eric is also passing on the faith, passing on this baton to the next generation to take on.
从这里我们可以看出 ，Eric 弟兄给了我们一个非常好的榜样，他把这个信仰的传承传递给下一代。
So they usually sing hymns. So this is this picture here is of them sharing hymns.
在这个图片中，我们可以看出他们在老人院，在这个地方，他们来唱诗。
And most importantly, they sit and listen to them talk because that's what some of the elderly really want. They want someone to listen to them.
最重要的是，这些的弟兄姐妹们，他们都会坐下与老年人们一起聊天。
So please continue to pray for Brother Eric and the divine work that's happening in Melbourne in your prayers.
在你们祷告中，请继续为 Eric Eric 参与的这项圣工祷告。
Okay, so the next part that I'm going to talk about is in Fiji. Fiji, the Fiji 的圣工。
Fiji 的圣工 ，Yeah.
So this is, a picture of I think there was a sister. Her name's Judy Chin. She's also from Melbourne Church. She on the way when they arrived, this was the way they were greeted in Fiji.
我们知道有在墨本有位 Judy 姐妹，她到斐济这个地方的话，这是他们见面的地方。
So, 这是神就算一种欢迎的方式了。
对，
这照片。
嗯，
对。So, on the way there, this is a newly repaired road.
当他们去到的路上，这条是刚刚修建好的道路。
So before it looked like that, it was dust and rocks.
在那之前呢，这条路都是充满着灰尘，并且很多的石头。
So I would have brought another picture for comparison, but unfortunately there wasn't one.
如果我可以有这个机会的话，我就会把以前的照片带给你们看。可是我就没有这个机会。我找不到这个照片。
比较的照片。
哦，找不到比较，找不到照片做比较。
So this is again the scenery along the way to Suva and Lautoka, which is where they help out with the divine work.
地方叫什么名字？
没有，应该就是 Suva and Lautoka. I would say that.
Yeah. 这就是在 Suva 还有 Lautoka 的那个圣宫吗？
没有，就是往那个 Suva 跟 Lautoka 的路程的 就是说风景。So this is a small village, like a village picture.
这是一个非常小的一个小村庄。
And this is what a traditional Fijian hut looks like.
这就是那个
传统斐济
的屋子的长相。
So this is a picture of what their city looks like.
就是那里的城市的样子。
That's Sister Judy.
这就是 Judy 姐妹。
Yeah, so of course, you know, when you go there, coconuts are quite popular.
当你们来到这个地方的时候，椰子是非常的有名。
And they will cut it open and you can partake of it immediately.
你们就可以把，当你们要是有这个机会可以享受这么好吃的椰子的话，你们就是肯定很喜欢的。
And the local fish market.
这个是当地的鱼市场。
Yeah, so the brethren, when they have meals in Fiji, they usually sit on, it's like a woven grass mat that they sit down on, and they partake of the meal.
在当地的信徒，他们吃饭都是坐在一个草，一个草席上面一起分享食物。
So the brethren actually have to bring a lot of stationery supplies over there to, if they are to do some divine work, they usually bring a lot of stationery with them.
当时的，当我们要是去这边探访的话，我们都需要带许多的，就是这些器材用具去来，帮助协助圣工。
So this is some of the children's artwork.
这些是有一些当地的小孩子们他们的，美术。
So from now on, I'm going to show you some pictures of the children.
现在我将要与你们分享一些小孩子的照片。
But I do apologize that I cannot, after the end of the session, I'll have to delete of them because they are children, and some of the pictures there, they're not of, they're only truth-seeking. So to protect their identity, it's just a sharing here.
等一下，将我这个分享结束之后呢，我将会把这些小孩子的照片都删掉，因为要保护他们的隐私权。
So, please feel free to contact either Xiao Wei or me if you are interested in partaking in this divine work.
如果你们接下去之后结束对这个有兴趣的话，那你可以与我和小薇姐妹联系。
So their faith over there does rely on a lot of backup from either Australia and sometimes I believe New Zealand. Where is New Zealand? New Zealand helps out too. Yeah.
他们当地的信仰都需要澳大利亚和纽西兰的信仰的弟兄姐妹们帮忙。
Yeah, so because their faith is still quite young,
因为他们的信仰还是非常的年轻。
They require that backup and support.
他们需要这种后备的资源。
So with the station, they're usually reinforced by like simple, very easy to remember Bible passages.
我们教导他们就是非常简单的圣经章节。
And they have they use a lot of colorful things or various kinds of stationery to attract and to make the word of God more appealing to these young children.
这些弟兄姐妹们都会用一些非常的丰富的、很漂亮的颜色，来组成一个圣经的章节，使当地的那些小孩子们会就是吸引当地的小孩子。
So the main purpose usually when they go is to help out with the RE, the religious education.
当墨尔本和纽西兰的弟兄姐妹们都会去那边帮助当地的宗教教育。
So as you can see on the far on the left, that's Sister Judy.
我们都可以看到最左边是 Judy 姐妹。
And the children are full of life there. 很活，他们那些小孩子很活跃。很活泼的小孩子。
他们很活泼，这些小孩子。
So even though they don't have a lot of things there,
虽然他们没有那么多的物质上面的资源，
they really do show a lot of joy.
但是我们可以从他们身上看出他们是如何的喜悦。
So this is Sister Judy and the children.
这个是 Judy 姐妹与当地的小孩子们。
And she often takes her own personal leave to help out with this divine work.
他经常会带自己的，他会用自己的资源来帮助当地的小孩子。
So as these children get older, of course, they will need to give them more of the word of God.
当然，当这些小孩子长大之后呢，我们将要给他们灌输更多神的话语。
So it's important that they use fun, interesting ways to engage these young, lively children.
当然了, 我们就要花更好的那种方式来吸引这些活泼的小孩子们。
So Judy would tell the children to line up according to their height.
And
interestingly enough, they're all related, either being siblings, cousins, or an extended family.
这些小孩子他们要么就是弟兄，就是亲弟兄姐妹，要么就是亲戚关系。
So you might be curious why, like what she's writing. Is that a whiteboard? Is probably what you're a bit curious about right now.
你们好像对这个照片好像很稀，就是很惊奇，为什么他没有写在一个白板上面，而是写在这个冰箱上面吧？Yeah. So
this is an actual fridge that she's writing on.
这个是个真正的个冰箱，它就是写在这冰箱上面。So
like I said before, they do have a very simple lifestyle.
就像我之前所提过的，他们的生活是非常的简单。So
once they have the grass mats out, that is already a service happening.
只要当他们把这个草皮拿出来铺在地板上，就是代表聚会要开始了。So
as you can see, an RE class is being held inside a bedroom.
我们都看到这里的宗教教育课是在其中的一个房间举行的。You
can see two baskets there. That's probably their laundry.
然后后面有两个篮子，就是洗衣服用的。But
these children are still willing to learn the word of God.
但是这些小孩子，他们还是非常的情愿来学习神的话语。So
we must, it is a good encouragement for me to see that they are still so willing to learn the word of God.
对我来说，这是一个非常好的勉励，因为环境这么恶劣的情况下，他们还是很愿意的学习神的话语。The
lack of technology would mean that they would have to use, they would write out hymns or write out the lyrics to songs that they would teach the children. So this image here, Sister Judy is on the
left.
On your left, and she is she would have the like cue cards. You'd be moving them as they sung.
Judy姐妹也会把赞美诗的这个歌词写在这个提示板上面，然后教导这些小孩子。And
yes, that's the fridge that's being used as well. So again, to engage their interest in learning the word of God, they have sticker charts, which really the children do quite like.
那为了吸引更多小孩子的注意力，他们就会用更加的吸引，就是用更多的这种小卡片来吸引小孩子的注意力。So
yes, again, they sit together, and this picture here, they're singing, "We've got peace like a river." We've got peace like a river. That's right. I don't know.
What's the name?
Peace of like a river. I don't know the Chinese one. But anyway, these hymn books that you can see are donated hymn books or new ones that brethren actually bring along there for them.
这些我们可以看到图片上面的这个赞美诗是捐赠的，或者是新购买的，然后再带过去的。So
this is Sarah Vaughan. She's a sister in originally from Melbourne, but she works in Sydney. She's teaching the children an RE lesson.
这位 Sarah 姐妹，她原本是来自墨尔本，但是她后面因为工作的原因迁居到悉尼，所以她也在这里教导宗教教育。So
again, it looks like it's a bedroom because you can see that there is a bed in the far right.
我们从照片中也可以看出宗教教育课也是在房间里面举行的，因为我们可以看到床铺在这图片里面。And
yes, this is more images of the RE class.
我们有更多的图片是关于小孩子上宗教教育。
And more pictures.
更多的图片.
And of course, when they have RE class for children, they also need to supply the word of God and to encourage the mothers there as well.
当然, 当我们在教导宗教教育的话呢, 我们也需要来勉励小孩子的父母们一起来学习神的话语.
So I would very much like to call upon Sister Xiao Wei, but here's the but part.
哦，我将要叫小薇姐妹上来，但是，But
I've run out of time.
但是我时间已经到了。So
I do apologize. Oh, sorry, I've got 5 minutes, so you can listen to her sharing.
啊，对，还有5分钟时间，你们可以听她的见证。
So I would like all of you to also pray for the divine work that's happening in Australia.
那我也希望弟兄姐妹们都可以为澳大利亚的圣工祷告。
You can come abroad to study in Australia.
Yeah, 你们可以去澳大利亚，可以去留学也好啊。
And most importantly, to bring your experiences to help out with the divine work. That's key. It's important.
更加重要的是呢，你们可以把你们所学习到的这个经验带到澳大利亚去帮忙圣工。
So all the glory and praise be given to our Heavenly Father.
愿一切的荣耀都归给我们天上的父。
So I'd like to pass the time over to Sister Xiao Wei. She's from Melbourne, and she will share a testimony with you.
将会有小薇姐妹，来自墨尔本的小薇姐妹将要与你们一起分享她的见证。
Thank you.
Sorry. I don't think 5 minutes is long enough for my sharing.
我觉得五分钟对我来说好像不是很长。
I actually have it typed up, so maybe if we could have it printed out and stuck somewhere, or if you're interested, you can just ask me and I can let you read it on my iPad or something. It's just, it's really, really long, but I've shortened it, but I don't think 5 minutes is long enough for the short version.
因为我的见证非常的长，所以我已经把它打印出来，我会给它打印出来放贴在某个地方，如果你们感兴趣的话。但是我觉得五分钟叫我来分享的话，应该还是不够时间的。
Yeah, or basically, I can give you the theme of my sharing.
但是我会把我的分享的主题与你们告诉你们。
It's a lesson that God taught me.
是这个分享就是神教导我的一节课。
On how to basically reminding me to walk towards Him and not towards the world.
教导我如何应该要来向神工作，而不是要向这个世上工作。
Yeah, so I think we should end this and hand it off to the next one. But I do have it. I have two actually. So.
哦，你结束了。
对，五分钟完了。哦，五分钟完了，五分钟完了。
哦哦，好。
下一个，下一个了，下一个。
哦。
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. 如果你们感兴趣的话，可以找小薇姐妹。
Share one. Okay, we'll do it really quickly.
Okay.
Okay. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share.
奉主耶稣基督圣名分享。
Okay. So I actually had another one prepared, but I'm just gonna go with this one then.
其实我准备了另外一份，但是我将要分享这一份。
So, like I said, the story was about God teaching me a lesson on why I should walk towards Him and basically not walk towards the world.
那其实就是说，神教导我的一节课是我为什么要为主耶稣工作，而不是为这个世上而工作。
To put this lesson in perspective,
那把这个事情放在 perspective.
That's okay, sorry. Yeah. I moved to Australia 10 years ago.
十年前我移民到澳大利亚。
And when I moved, I was stripped of my comfort zone, my friends and my family and everyone that I knew.
那其实我一到那边去的话呢，我就离开了我的安全区域，包括我的家人、我的朋友。
And in my first year in Australia, I actually went through 2 education institutes.
那在我去澳大利亚的第一年，我去了两所学校。
And in the second school, I actually had to go to school in the city.
那第二所学校我要去的是悉尼。城市。
Yeah, in the city. Yeah. So, it's easier said than done. Like, I could just say it's the company that I keep, or it's the people that, or the lifestyle that they have there in Australia. So it's like I could blame it on the people that I hang out with.
我听不懂哎。
Is everyone okay with just English then? No. Okay. So it's easier for me to say that it's the company that I keep.
哦，对我来说，这是一个非常就说起来好像很简单一样。
Okay, and or I could just say it's the lifestyle that we have in Australia.
这是我们的生活，在澳大利亚的生活方式。
But we have a really chill life, so after school we would just go out and hang out.
我们的生活都非常的轻松，就是下课结束之后呢，我们都会出去玩。
And my classmates would usually talk about things that are basically things. Yeah, things. And yeah.
对，我的同班同学都会讲一些无聊的事情了。
So one day I was walking back from a hangout, kind of like a session.
有一天我就是跟同学们玩完之后。
And I had to go to the bus port to catch a bus home.
我需要到巴士站去来坐巴士回家。
I was walking down some steps.
我就是在 我就在下楼梯。
And I don't know why, like even now if you ask me how it happened, I couldn't answer you why, but I tripped.
就是我不懂为什么什么原因，即使你现在问我，我也不知道，但是我就摔倒了。
I didn't feel any pain when it happened.
当我摔倒那个时候呢，我不会感到一点任何疼痛。
So I kept walking to the bus port.
所以我就是继续的走入到巴士站去。
And when I got to the bus port, it didn't feel right. Something didn't feel right.
当我到巴士站的时候，我就发现好像有些事情不对劲。
And I saw two church aunties at the bus port, waiting for the same bus.
那我在巴士站看到教会的两位阿姨们，她们也在等巴士。
And so I was breaking cold sweat and like just looking really ill.
那我当时我是全身一直在就是冒冷汗，看起来就是好像生病了一样。
And so the auntie was like, "Are you okay?"
教会的阿姨就问我，"你 OK 吗?"
And I was like, "I don't know, maybe."
我说我不知道，应该吧。
So she asked the security to call an ambulance.
所以阿姨她就叫这个保安帮我叫急救车。
And now I find myself in the hospital.
所以我最后就到医院去了。
So to make this long story short,
那我把这个故事简洁一点点。
I had a fracture on my left femur.
我的脚膝盖有一个粉碎了吗？
不是膝盖啦，那个这个这边。哦，就是脚踝，sorry，不是脚，脚踝后面就是粉碎性。So I had to go through two surgeries. So one to put the screws and plate in.
那我需要就是要有两个手术，一个是要放一个钉子进去。Yeah,
and 6 months later, I have to have another surgery to take it out.
但六个月之后呢，我还需要做另外一个手术，就是要把这个取出来。So
for 6 months, I couldn't go anywhere besides from home to the car and car to church.
在这六个月之中呢，我什么地方都不可以去，只是从家里出去教会，再从教会出来。就家里跑到车，然后车到了教会，然后教会，然后再车就跑去教会里面。OK，so
and then like back then, I wouldn't thought about why it happened, or like I would just be like, oh, yeah, I just tripped and fell. Yeah.
当时我都没有想过为什么这件事情会发生在我的身上。
But today, when I think about it,
但是今天我回想起来之前,
I, at that point of my life,
当时在那个时候我的生命,
I have never felt further away from God.
我从来都没有感受到就是离神这么的远。
Because I could have been, I was going to church. And even if I was sitting in church, but I have never felt so far away from God. Because I think it's also because of the company that I kept, but in the topic that we're talking about, or just basically I wasn't comfortable where I was. It was a new place.
应该是跟我的周围这些周围的朋友，并且我们平时聊天的那个方式，所以会导致我与神之间的关系变得越来越远。
Yeah, and I felt more comfortable being with my friends that are not from church.
我觉得跟我的朋友外班的朋友，感觉跟他们待在一起好过，就是感觉更舒服，待在跟教会的弟兄姐妹待在一起。
And even if I didn't stop going to church,
虽然我没有停止去聚会,
doesn't mean that I was actually present in church.
但是没有，但是不代表是说我就是在教会里面。
So in that 6 months, I had some time to basically not go out and meet anybody.
所以在这六个月当中呢，其实我就是没有时间出去去与外邦朋友见面。But
I took that scar that I have now.
但是我现在把这个我脚踝上面的这个伤口
as a reminder of the lesson that God had taught me.
就像是神教导我一节课
to never stray from Him.
都不要离神。
And to always walk towards Him and not towards the world.
但我们就是应该要来向神越来越更加的亲近，而要远离这个世界。
So this was also the first lesson that he has, basically the first and only lesson that he has taught me.
这个是神，就是从来就是第一次教导我的这一节课。
That has happened to me, myself, like individually.
这就是发生在我个人的身上。
Because every other lesson that I've learned has always been a third party, that has happened to a third party, and I've learned the lesson from what has happened.
因为以前 发生的事情都是发生在别人身上，我是从别人身上看到这个例子。
So this is a lesson that I carry with me now because I can't get rid of the scar.
所以呢，这 从这次的事情发生过，我就会把这个事情久久的放在心上，因为我不可以把这个疤痕去掉。
So my sharing ends here.
我的分享到此结束。
All glory be to God.
愿一切的荣耀归给天父。
麻烦你翻中文哦。
好。
Promise I'll keep it short. Okay. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣基督圣名讲话。
My name is Daniel, and I'm from Auckland Church.
我的名字叫做 Daniel， 我来自纽西兰的教会。
And I would like to make a quick introduction to the New Zealand churches.
我将要以分享一个非常快的那个分享关于纽西兰的教会。
And also a recent testimony that happened at Auckland Church.
那还有最近发生在Auckland 教会的一个见证。
Oh, let me just see how it works. Okay. Okay. So sneak peek. Okay. So in New Zealand, we have three churches.
在纽西兰我们有三个教会。
So in the North Island, we have our biggest city called Auckland.
在北部那边有一个城市叫做。
奥克兰 and the church was established in 1990.
教会是在1990年建立的。
It's similar to the churches in America. We have Taiwanese families that migrated over in the early days.
就像美国的教会一样，都有台湾的家庭移民到那里去。
And gradually we increased the number. There's currently about 230 people in Auckland Church.
渐渐的，我们的人数就越来越多。现在在奥克兰教会有230位信徒。
The next church is established in Christchurch in 1996.
那下一个教会是在1996年 Christchurch 那边建立的。
Christchurch is, I guess, famous for their earthquakes.
Christchurch 他们当最有名的就是当时发生的这个地震。
I was quite lucky to have the opportunity to work there for 2 years in Christchurch.
我感谢主，我有一个非常好的机会在 Christchurch 为主耶稣工作两年。
哦、oh, ，sorry， 就是在上班了。
哦、oh, ，上班了 ，sorry。
It was I can say that Christchurch, even though it's quite small, there's about 80 members.
虽然说 Christchurch 很小，只有80位信徒。
But they have a lot of love and a lot of kindness for foreign people or students or workers coming to the new city.
但是他们对新来的弟兄姐妹们，他们都是有非常的好，都会有展示他们出的爱心，并且良善。
And there's a bit of cultural diversity in Christchurch as well. So we, apart from the Taiwanese, Chinese, Malaysians,
在 Christchurch 它就是也是多元化的，除了中国人、马来人还有台湾人以外
，We also have a Japanese family over there.
我们也有日本的家庭在那边。
We have two local Kiwis or New Zealand European.Caucasian.
我们有其他不同的地方，有白人，有黑人。
就有两个白人信徒。
Sorry, 是有两个白人信徒。
Yeah, and also a Maori believer, which is the indigenous believer, indigenous people of the land.
是马拉维那边的吗？
就毛利人，对。
毛利人。
那个原住土著。
就是当地的原住民也有。
对 ，OK。And when I was there, there was also a family from Cambodia that were truth-seeking.
那当我在那边的时候，有来自柬埔寨的一个慕道家庭。
Yeah. 然后okay. And then in 2014, Auckland Church got a bit too crowded. Our car park overflew, and the dining room was kind of like a battle every Sabbath.
但因为后面的话，奥克兰教会就是因为人数越来越多，就变得非常的繁忙。然后每个周六的时候，厨房、餐厅就好像是战场一样。
So we had a new church that branched out called East Auckland Church.
那有一个新的教会是在东奥克兰那边。
And apart from these three churches, we have a prayer house in our capital at Wellington.
在威灵顿那边，除了这些教会以外，在威灵顿那边也有一个祈祷所。
I also had the opportunity to work in Wellington for 2 years.
感谢主，我也有机会在威灵顿那边工作两年。
So there's one main big family there, Auntie Esther and her daughters, Rachel and Cheryl.
那 有个非常大的家庭是Esther 阿姨跟她的女儿 Rachel 还有
Cheryl. They moved from Malaysia many years ago.
他们在许多年前从马来西亚移民到那里。
And every Sabbath they will open up their living room so people like outside students or workers can go and have a place to keep Sabbath.
就是每个周末每个安息日他们都会把他们家庭的客厅开放给那些留学生并且信徒们一起来聚会。
So thank God for their kindness.
感谢主他们感谢他们的爱心。
And we also have a prayer house that's quite new, north of Auckland, called North Shore Prayer House.
在北奥克兰教在北奥克兰那边有一个新的祈祷所。
Roughly 13 people, and they have services on Friday nights.
他们那里有13位信徒，每个周五晚上都有聚会。
And also in West Auckland, we have a new evangelical point.
在西奥克兰那边也有一个
聚会点。We have roughly 60 people there, and about two-thirds of them are all truth seekers.
那里有60位信徒，三分之二的都是慕道者。
Yep. So thank God that Auckland is gradually increasing in numbers.
感谢主，奥克兰教会的信徒是现在越来越多，慢慢的在增加中。
So we have roughly about 500 believers in New Zealand now.
我们在纽西兰有差不多500位信徒。
So the youth there are quite involved in the divine work.
当地的青年们，他们都是非常积极的参与圣工。
So we help coordinate our student spiritual convocations for our high school and junior high school students.
我们也帮忙协调，就是这些青年们的灵恩会。
And also the youth spiritual convocation for the uni students.
并且也有为大学的学生们开设灵恩会的课程。
And our senior youth class and working youth class also have gospel tea parties before evangelical services.
那我们的青年们他们也会有这些福音茶会的聚会。
And also a choir would give out pamphlets and also go to rest homes as well. 那个诗班会发传单。
哦，但那边的信徒们他们也会诗班也会出去发传单。
And go to rest homes as well.
也会去餐馆那边。
哦，那个老人院。
哦，老人院。他们也会去老人院发传单。
Yeah. And a correction, we also help out the divine work in Tonga and Samoa. 东加跟 So these are Pacific islands close to Australia and New Zealand.
他们纽西兰也会帮忙支援东加和萨摩亚的巡牧工作。
Yeah, and Fiji, I think it's just Australia. Okay.
飞机是属于澳大利亚那边管辖的。
So I'll move on to the testimony now.
我现在就要与大家去分享我的见证。
So I'd like to share with you about our evangelical and spiritual convocation that happened in Auckland, April this year.
我要与你们分享的是今年四月份在奥克兰教会所发生的布道工作布道会。
Now during that week of evangelical service, New Zealand was hit by a very big storm called Cyclone Cook.
当时纽西兰就是遇到了很大的一个风暴。
It was called the worst storm in 50 years.
它这个风暴呢是在50年以来是最大的一个风暴。
Now I grew up in Auckland, and this is the first time that they shut down all the schools and told people at work that they can go home early.
我是在纽西兰，从小就是在纽西兰长大的，这是我第一次遇见到过，这么大的风暴导致学校就会被关门。
Because they were saying that the wind is going to be so big that they are going to close down the harbour bridge.
那因为他们是说这个风的急速非常的大，所以他们必须要把 harbour 的桥给关掉。
So on that Sabbath, on the day of spiritual convocation and baptism,
在那天是有Bethel 那边有灵恩会。
还有洗礼。
还有洗礼。
It was really wet and cold and rainy.
当时的天气是非常的潮湿并且寒冷。
And on our way to the baptism site, it was raining very hard.
当我们去这个洗礼的这个地方呢，它是非常，就是一直不断的在下雨。
But this is what happened when we got to the beach.
这就是接下来我要与你们分享的是在这个海边所发生的事情。
There's just a short clip here.
这只是个非常简短的。
So one of the brothers was recording the whole baptism event.
其中一位弟兄他就是录下了全程的洗礼的全程。
How many people has actually seen this clip?
有多少人看到这个?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So I'll do a bit of explanation.
我会做一些介绍。
Do you all see something nice and shiny?
你们有没有看到一些很亮的东西?
It was actually music that came with the video, eh? But no music now, so it's a bit dry.
它其实有背景音乐，但是现在是没有。
Okay. So thank God the rain stopped just as we arrived.
感谢主，在我们到达的时候呢，正好雨都停了。
It can get quite busy on that beach.
在那个海边呢，其实有的时候会非常的繁忙。
But people had gone and hid in the cars.
但是当时那些人呢，他们都躲到自己的车上去。
Because it was raining very hard.
因为雨下得非常大。
So thank God when we got there, we can set up the camping site for all the for the baptism.
对，那当我们到达那边的时候呢，我们有这个机，就是我们可以把就是
no disruption, we can just set up the camp.
哦，我们就是很顺利的，就是建立了一个帐篷。And
as you can see during the baptism, the sun came out.
我们都可以看到，在洗礼过程当中呢，太阳已经出来了。
Now 9 people were baptized. There were young kids and the elderly.
9个人接受受洗，他们是小孩子，并且也有老年人。And
I think having the sun out made a big difference for them.
我们知道，就是太阳出来对他们来说是非常的有意义的。When
we left the site, it continued to rain.
当我们离开这个洗礼的场所的时候呢，就又开始下雨。Now
after this video went online, some people say that this was glorious light from God, and some even commented querying if it's photoshopped or some special lighting people were projecting on the side.
但是当我们把这个video呢放到电脑上面去，很多人就问问题，就说这个光是自己加上去的吗？
Yep, okay. So I was there on the day, and this is just a photo from my phone, hashtag no filters. And I can tell you, to me, it was sunlight.
我可以很明白地告诉你们，对我来说，这就是光。
And that sunlight from God warmed us all.
这就是从神来那里的光温暖了我们。
In the worst storm of New Zealand in 50 years.
是。 纽西兰50年以来所遇到巨大的风暴。So
God truly loves us and gives us peace that transcends our understanding.
神是真的很爱着我们。给我们出乎意料的平安。给我们出乎意料的平安。Okay.
So my student from UPC, Joshua, he's from Tonga. He's a little kid, very cute kid on the corner there.
你们可以看到，在角很角落那边有个很可爱的小孩子。He's
my student from upper primary.
他是我的 幼儿班的一个学生。少年班。少年班的一个学生。
When I asked him how he felt during the baptism, and he told me that he was very happy to be baptized.
那我问他，就是你对洗礼有什么感想吗？他说他非常的开心。He
wasn't anxious or afraid.
他都不紧张，也不会害怕。And
the water wasn't too cold.
然后水也不是很冷。
And also one of the elderly sisters in the front row.
那我们看到在前面一排有一位老奶奶。
Yep. She shared us a testimony on how she came to believe.
她为我们分享了她是如何的来信主。
So during her truth-seeking stage, she had a very bad toothache one day.
在他的慕道期间，有一天他的牙齿非常的痛。
And she couldn't eat properly at all.
他就是不能，就是吃都是一个很大的问题。
So she booked an appointment to see the dentist.
所以他预约了去看牙医。
But of course in New Zealand, when you make a booking to see the doctors or dentist, it takes a few days.
那你们都知道，在纽西兰要预约看一个医生或者牙医都要花好多几天的时间。And
she was still waiting for her appointment to come.
他还是在等着他的这个预约。
Then suddenly she had this thought in her mind.
突然就是她的脑袋突然有个想法跑出来。
Those who believe will be saved.
那些相信的将会得到拯救。
Just as she was thinking about this,
就是当她想到这节的时候,
suddenly she was no longer in pain.
突然她的痛都已经不在了。
And she quickly told everyone during the service the following week.
所以在接下去的下一次的那个安息日聚会，她就把这件事情都告诉了弟兄姐妹们。
So thank God, even though we in New Zealand are quite geographically isolated from the rest of the world.
感谢主，虽然说纽西兰就是跟其他地世界上的地图来说，我们是非常的偏僻的一个小岛。
没那么小 ，but still, we see the work of God here abiding with us.
但是我们还是看到神与我们同工
，looking after us，
照顾着我们。
So I quite like attending events like IYF.
所以我很喜欢参加像IYF 这个 event.
Because it's always inspiring to see all the youth ministries that all the brothers and sisters are doing globally.
因为对我来说，看到来自世界各个国家的青年们，你们所做的那些圣工，对我来说是很大的一个启示。
And how zealous everyone is in this journey to heaven.
就是大家对奔走这条天国的道路，你们是如何的这个迫切。
So I guess it's a good reminder to myself that we may be all from different places.
对我来说是一个很好的提醒，虽然说我们是来自不同的地方。
But we are not alone as we have so many brothers and sisters in TJC.
但是我们从来都不孤单，因为在真耶稣教会中我们有非常多的弟兄姐妹。
With one faith and one spirit.
我们是有一信一个一灵。
Thank God, may all the glory be unto thy name.
感谢主，愿一切的荣耀归给主耶稣。
Hello, everybody. My name is Antonius.Oh yeah, in the name of Jesus Christ, I say.
奉主耶稣基督圣名做见证。
Right. Let me introduce myself first. My name is Antonius from Indonesia. Here, if you can see from the map, I'll be
presenting
the International Youth Fellowship. The Youth Ministry of Indonesia.
你们可以看到，我将要与大家分享的是，印尼的青年侍奉。
All right. So a little bit of the history of Indonesian youth ministry. In 1939, Preacher Xiao was invited to Indonesia, and he went to Surabaya.
在1939年。小传道他去到印尼。
And he went to Surabaya. 四水城市。
哦，他去到了一个四水城市。
对。And
四水的。城市，所以到这个传道，他去到了一个城市叫泗水。
And then he went to to meet Elder Tan, and he went to his home, and then actually they established the first service with 12 people from China.
那当时传道他们与来中国的那些大陆来的十二位信徒们一起聚会。
The next point, in 1941, the first ceremony in Indonesia was born in the first February in 1941.
那第一个讲道的在印尼的讲道是在1941年开始。
And the first name of True Jesus Church in Indonesia was Gereja Yesus Benar. It's 正确耶稣基督耶稣耶稣教会。
正耶稣教会。
不是，是正确正确耶稣耶稣教会，是第一个第一次。That's the first one, and then they change it to Gereja Yesus Jadi. That's True Jesus Church. That's what we call 正耶稣教会。And then,
also, 他们的名字改了。
他们名字改了。
哦，当时他的名字不是正耶稣教会，后面的名字才改成正耶稣教会。
对对。And then, in 1951, they are officially registered in True Jesus Church headquarters in China.
那在1951年，真耶稣教会正式的在中国建立注册登记注册。
In 1969, the True Jesus Church Indonesia has established the very first foundation of the school that name Canaan School.
在1969年，真耶稣教会建立了第一个。就是真耶稣教会的
学校叫迦南
学校。
迦南学校。Yeah. And for now, here is one of the Canaan school in Jakarta. We are actually now, for now, until now, we are already branched until three cities in Jambi, in one of the Sumatra.Island, and then Java and Kalimantan.
那这个学校呢，后面就是慢慢的就是分布到了印尼的三个地方。这三个地方我真的不知道。对不起。
It's actually the name of the island in Indonesia.
就是它，就是分布到了印尼的三个岛那边。Yeah. 对不起。
Okay. 没事没事没事，慢慢来慢慢来。Alright.until now, here are the statistics of overall our church. We have, in total, we have 40 church in the whole Indonesia.
在整个印尼，我们有40间的教会。
And then we have 10 prayer house.
我们有10所的祈祷所。
And then we have, in total, we have 7,115 members. That's on the books.
那在印尼有7,150位信徒。
We have 22 preacher.
我们有22位的传道者。
We have 11 people of staff. That's the
people who works.
Yeah, the people who work in the foundation.
那有11位他们在这个学校帮忙吗？
Yeah.Something like that. We have two people elder.
我们有两位的长老。
And then we have 58 of deacon.
我们有58位的执事。
Here is the here are our vision and mission. For vision, we have youth who grow in spirit and truth. And our mission is grow in truth, leadership, and divine word.
我们的 vision 呢，就是 vision. 我们的目标，我们的同愿就是让这些青年们可以在属灵，就是可以在属灵上，并且真理上面成长。然后我们的目标呢，就是可以就是在真理上，并且在带领上面，还有圣工上面一起成长。
Right. And then.Here are our short-term goals and our long-term goals. The first one is the short-term one. Ensuring the fellowship to form in every church. So basically, we are... So basically, we are ensuring to have in every church in the city that to have a youth fellowship.
那就是在每一个城市呢，都会有一个青年的团契。
And then the second one, we establish a reliable youth organization.
那第二个就是建立一个比较可靠的青年组织。
Actually, we learned this method from Sabah Church, our brother and sister over there. The formation of this organization, so it has to be organized. So and then we preach people from just WhatsApp, social media, or line.
其实这个第二点呢，我们是从沙巴的沙巴那边学习到的一个好的榜样，就是我们用着这个社交的媒体 WhatsApp 跟 Line 来，就是上面来传福音。
And then the third one, increasing the number of youth who take part in the ministry.
那第三点呢，就是要就是让在服事上面，我们希望有就是来这些青年增加青年的这个人数。
Oh yeah, one more thing, and then for the second one, the not only in through WhatsApp or Line.We also have Instagram that has a follower that we aim for non-members of True Jesus Church, so we can actually preach them through like the
social media.
Yes, yeah, through Instagram, like photos of our church and then also like Bible verses.
所以我们还不只有 WhatsApp 跟 Line 来传福音，我们同时也建立了 Instagram， 也是一个社交媒体，来把我们的教会的那些照片、圣经章节都放在那边来传福音。
This is the example, if you can see.
You can follow and join.
Yeah, you can follow. It's called Gereja Yesus Sejati.
Gereja Yesus Sejati.
Yeah, until now, we have 2,052 followers.
2,052 followers.
2,052, yeah.
直到现在，我们有2,052个就是
followers.
Right, 就是
maybe some of them are our members already, but yeah, okay.
有些人会我们的信徒，但是有一些外邦人。
Our long-term goals, is to have holy workers. First one is marriage in the Lord.
我们长远的目标就是第一点，就是在主内通婚。
And the second one, we develop the next generation of holy workers, preachers, deacons, and teachers.
那第二个呢，就是要建立，就是为下一代建立这个圣职人员、传道、长职，还有宗教老师。
Yeah. So for the second one, we are already working on it. That's why we are establishing the school of Canon.That's why they are teaching, and then they become like they spread the word of God over there.
其实我们现在已经就是在做第二个步骤，就是我们建立了一个学校，在学校里面教导这些人。
Yeah, that's maybe the difference of our church and the other church. I
mean, 这就是我们教会与其他真耶稣教会的不同之处。
Okay, I'm going to continue to explain about the structure organization of the youth ministry in Indonesia.
那我现在将要与大家分享就是印尼的青年侍奉团契。
So the bottom line is actually IA in Indonesia would like the youth in Indonesia will be able to take the work in evangelistic.
那其实最下面的那四个呢，就是总会想要印尼的青年们就是要参与的。
So that's why many of our youths many of our youths helping the evangelistic in schools because we have a Christian schools Canon.
那就是很多这些青年者，他们都有参与这些圣工，在这学校里面。
And also the brand new project is the one that is social media evangelistic through the Instagram.
那像我们的之前的社交媒体，这个传福音也是我们传福音的一种方式。
So we recruit all the youths that have an artistic side. If they can do design or upload photo, they can upload it through the Instagram.
我们都会邀请那些青年，那些就是 对美术、艺术很厉害的青年一起来帮忙，就是照相并且传照片。
The gain is to, the goal is to gain more followers outside the members.
那我们的目标就是要来传扬福音，并且使更多的人来相信。
Okay, I'm going to explain about this committee organization. It's actually last year, Deacon Isaiah Pan came to Indonesia and trained us about the youth ministry organization.
那去年以赛亚只是来到印尼来，给我们一个训练，就是如何的使青年团契更好的运行。
So what we do is we try to copy as much like as possible, like the one they had.
那我们就是尽量就是按照已经原有的那个方案上面继续的来复制。
So as you can see, there's one chairman.
我们可以看到有一个总负责。
Who will supervise the two division head?
他会有两个，就是分配不同的工作。
And each division head will be responsible about two regional youth leader.
那每个负责人，他们都会有不同的那个工作。一个是就是他们当地的那个小孩子青年的那个领导。
So whenever if the regional youth leader have a youth problem, they can always talk to the division head. And then if the problem becomes that big, it goes up to the chairman.
就是一级向一级汇报，向上汇报。如果最下面的那个当地的那个青年带领者，他们如果有遇到一些问题的话，那他们就会报告给那个负责人。
So we try to make a good structure as good as possible, learning from the Moses. Jethro. Okay.Learning from the Jethro tell to Moses how to organize the people of Israel. So the organization has to be very structurized.
那我们就是尽量的要保持，让它有个更好的秩序。有什么问题的话，就是我们尽量效仿一些更好的例子。
Okay, this is the plan for 2017 until 2020.
就是我们2017年到2020年的一个计划。
And then, this is the list of the marriage of the youth in Indonesia. It says that 31% are the one who married member with non-member.
那，这个图案告诉我们有31%会的信徒呢，他们，就是嫁娶外邦人。
And 69% members with member or marrying in the Lord.
69% 的信徒们，他们是主内通婚。
Okay, that means as you can see here, there are quite few numbers of the youth that is not marrying in the Lord.
那我们可以看到有挺多的青年们，他们就是没有在主内通婚。
31% is quite big number, and it becomes the concern of the IA in Indonesia.
31%的青年其实是一个很大的数目，所以对那个总会来说，这是一个很大的问题。
So that's why one of the long-term goal is marrying in the Lord.
所以对于我们来说，其中一个非常长远的目标就是要主内通婚。
Okay, now as you can see, the number of the youth in Indonesia is about 1,193 members.
在印尼有1,193位青年。
And as you can see from 1,000 over members, there's the one that is active is only 24%, which is 291 only.
当时我们只看到只有291位青年，他们是有积极的来参加圣公会教会的去聚会。
And then the lost sheep is around 18%, which is 215. It's almost the same number as the active one.
那我们看到18%，就是210位青年，他们都已经是迷失了。
And the one who came only to Sabbath service is 47%.
47%的青年们就是会只有来参加安息日聚会而已。
This is means that not so many youth members join the fellowship.
这个意思就是代表不是很多青年他们有参加团契。
It is because maybe in their church they don't have the youth fellowship.
其中一个原因就是说在他们的教会就是没有青年的团契。
That's why the IA in Indonesia, they want each of the church to have a fellowship.
所以这就是为什么总会是希望在印尼的每一个教会都会有这个青年的团契。
They start to establish by recruiting the young youth starting from high school.
所以他们就 开始就是在这些青年他们上高中的那个时候就开始来 来邀请他们来帮助圣工。
Okay. As you can see, the one who joined the fellowship is only 1%.
我们看到只有1%的 信徒参加团契。
Yeah. So this is the main concern of the youth ministry in Indonesia. We would like to increase the youth fellowship numbers.
这就是我们在印尼青年团契中所遇到的问题。我们希望就是他们 会有更多的青年来参加青年的团契。
As you can see here, the number of the churches in Indonesia, there are 40 churches. But the one who have a fellowship is only 15 church. It is covered 38%.
我们知道在印尼有40间的教会,只有15间的教会他们是有团契。
So this is a big homework for Indonesian Youth Ministry to increase the numbers of the youth fellowship.
所以这对我们来，对印尼的那个青年团契来说，这是个很大的挑战，因为我们必须要来促进更多的小孩青年来参加聚会。So
this is the National Work Program 2017. We will have two big events will be held in this December.
这个是我们2017年全国的这个工作计划，就是在12月份将会有两个大的事情。
The first one will be the Congress. The topic will talk about the hermeneutics.
One of the events is Congress, and then they're talking about the hermeneutics. Hermeneutics is a theory reading the Bible.
Reading the Bible. Yeah, 其中一个就是 Congress, 就是我们就是要提倡他们来多读经, read more Bible.
Yeah.
就是多读经.
Okay, this one is a more serious event. The other one is a fellowship event for the youth all over in Indonesia.
第一个呢是非常重要的一个活动，这很严肃的活动。那第二个呢就是比较没有那么的严肃，因为就是要来邀请所有的青年来参加团契。Okay.
This event, Indonesia Youth Fellowship, is a once in a year event, and then we gather all the youths from all over Indonesia, come to one place, and then we do some retreat. Some session, the Bible session for them for 3 days.
在印尼，我们每年都会有一次青年的团契活动，就是会聚集这些青年到一个指定的地方，我们在那边学习3天神的话语，并且来团契。Okay.
Actually, we do have a testimony. If you can spare another 5 minutes.
我们有一个见证要分享。
Is it too tight? 5 minutes. Okay.
5 minutes.
The testimony
right.
will be in Indonesian and English. So one of the brothers will translate in English.
Okay. So thank you very much for your attention.
Okay, we're going to continue with the testimony from Indonesia, from Brother Andy. He will talk in Bahasa and will be translated in English for those who would like to listen in a Mandarin. I think the church provide the speaker headset. The headset.
Headphone.
Huh? Oh, we do. I'll just interpret.
Oh, you'll do. So it'll be two right. Interpretation, English
yeah.
and Mandarin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, sorry. The interpretation will be in English and Mandarin.
Haleluya, dalam nama Tuhan Yesus menyampaikan kesaksian.
Haleluya, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
Haleluya, 奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
Kejadian ini saya alami di tahun 2000, 3 di Korea Selatan.
This event actually happened during the time of 3 years when I was in Korea.
这个事件是我在南韩留居3年的发生的事情。
Untuk peristiwanya sebetulnya sangat sederhana saja.
I'd like to give a little bit of introduction.
这情况其实是非常简单的。
Tetapi melalui peristiwa ini Tuhan mengingatkan saya kembali.
It's actually through this event that God has called me back.
其实从这个事情的发生，我得到从神那里的警戒。
Karena waktu itu saya di Korea Selatan adalah kerja di pabrik.
I was actually in I relocated to Korea for because of work.
我当时在南韩是在一个所工厂里面做事。
Jadi selain staff dari orang Korea sendiri, ada beberapa tenaga kerja asing.
The company that I work for is actually very diverse. Not only were there also Korean population, but as well as population from other neighboring countries.
在我工作的那个工厂呢，他们也有不一样的地方，别的国家所来的员工在那里上班。
Hari itu kalau nggak saya nggak salah ingat hari Kamis.
I remember it was actually on a Thursday.
如果我没记错的话，当时是星期四。
Kebiasaan kita semua yang ada di pabrik itu setelah makan siang kita istirahat di kamar.
The traditional practice is that after we have our dinner, we would rest in our common areas.
按照我们例常的工作天，我们吃完饭，我们就上到一所地方休息。
Jadi ada beberapa staff dari orang Korea yang istirahat juga di kamar-kamar kita.
So sometimes there will be some of my Korean coworkers who would rest in wherever they please.
所以有时候就有当地本地南韩的员工跟我们在一起休息。
Pada hari itu saya enggak tidur, enggak istirahat. Saya setelah makan hanya masuk kamar sebentar dan keluar lagi.
I actually chose not to rest on that Thursday, and so after I ate, I would just enter into my room.
当天我决定没有休息，我吃完饭我就进去房间里面。
Karena tempat saya berada di atas pabrik.
Because my rest area is located on top of my in the top floor of my company.
我的休息室就是在工厂的直接上面。
Setelah saya keluar, saya melihat salah satu sepatu dari staff karyawan asli Korea itu.
So when I entered my rest area, I actually saw shoes of my Korean coworkers in my rest area.
正要进去休息的时候，我就看到有一双鞋子是属当地这个韩国的那个员工。
Karena kejailan dan keisengan saya sembunyikan sepatu itu.
So I wanted to play a trick because I was unhappy that a Korean coworker was in my rest area. So I decided to hit his shoes.
我当时是很调皮，我也很喜欢捉弄别人，所以我想要把他的那双鞋子藏起来。
Sebelum turun di situ ada satu sofa.
In the entrance of the staircase to my rest area, there is a lounge.
在楼梯口那里有一个沙发。
Saya sembunyikan di balik sofa itu.
And in that lounge, there's a sofa, and I hid his shoes behind the sofa.
有那在那沙发的后面呢，我把那个员工的一双鞋子藏在那里。
Dan saya kembali seakan-akan tidak terjadi apa-apa.
And I returned as if nothing happened.
我就回去回房了，当作一切都没有发生。
Setelah jam 1 lewat, yang punya sepatu mulai bingung.
After the Korean coworker woke up from his nap, he was confused as to the whereabouts of his shoes.
中午差不多1点钟之后，那个南韩的员工睡醒之后，他找不到他自己的鞋子。
Hingga waktu itu dia terus mencari kurang lebih 15 menit.
And then he kept on looking for his shoes for about 15 minutes.
他继续一直找来找去，找了差不多15分钟。
Dan akhirnya ketemu sepatu itu dan dipakai dan kembali bekerja.
And afterwards, after 15 minutes, he found his shoes and he returned back to work.
15分钟之内，他就找到他的鞋子了，然后他就回去工作。
Untuk hari Minggu, saya pergi ke gereja.
On a Sunday, I went to church.
所以那时候的星期天，我就去教会。
Dari tempat saya kerja ke gereja, saya berangkat jam 5:30 pagi.
I left from my home to church around 6:30 a.m.
从 我的住宿到教会去，我差不多六点半离开。
Saat itu saya menggunakan bus dengan membayar 2000 won.
At that time I was using the public transportation, which is the bus.
那时候我搭巴士的时候，我用差不多2000韩元。
Saya siapkan 4 koin masing-masing 500 won.
I prepared 4 coins for the trip to church and on the way back as well.
我准备了四个铜币，各铜币是500元，放在我的口袋里面。
Dan saya taruh di saku kiri saya.
And I put it on the shirt pocket of my shirt.
我放在我的衬衫的左边的口袋。
Saat keluar dari kamar dan saya mau ke tangga situ.
And as I left my room, I went downstairs to put on my shoes.
当我从房间出来，准备要下楼梯了。
Tali sepatu saya terlepas dan tanpa sadar saya langsung membetulkannya.
My shoes were actually untied and so therefore I had to bend down and fix them.
我的鞋带就解开了，我就弯下去，快要绑鞋带。
Maka saat itu koin-koin itu jatuh.
And it's at that time that all the 4 coins for my public transportation fell down.
所以当时我几个铜币就从我口袋里面掉出来了。
Koin pertama sampai dengan ketiga saya cepat menemukannya.
I was able to find quickly all three coins but one.
我很快的捡回来第三个铜币。
Tapi untuk yang satu saya ada kesulitan untuk mendapatkannya.
But I had a little bit of trouble and difficulty finding the last coin.
但是我很难才找到最后的一个铜币。
Kurang lebih saya cari 15 hingga 20 menit.
I looked for that coin for about 20 minutes.
我花了15 to 20 minutes的时间为了要找那个钱。
Akhirnya saya menyerah dan duduk kembali di sofa itu.
And then after that, I gave up and I sat back down on that sofa and where I hit the shoes.
最后我放弃了，我就坐在那个沙发上面。
Tapi entah siapa yang beritahu ada bisikan, coba kamu lihat di balik sofa itu.
Well, something tells me to look behind the sofa where I previously hit the shoes.
倒是好像有人告诉我一样，就是说在那个沙发后面找一找吧。
Dan yang membuat saya terkejut adalah posisi koin.Yang saya temukan adalah sama seperti posisi sepatu yang saya sembunyikan.
And surprisingly, the last coin I was looking for was actually perfectly placed in the same spot where I hit the shoes.
我所惊讶的就是我找到我的铜币在同一样的地方，我之前把我的那个公司的员工藏他的一双鞋子的正确那个地方。
Karena waktu sudah terbuang 20 menit, saya tetap harus keluar dari pabrik dan menuju tempat bus untuk melanjutkan perjalanan ke gereja.
I didn't think much of it, so I quickly grabbed the coin and I left for church.
因为我已经花了20分钟的时间，所以我赶快离开那个工厂，往教会，搭巴士往教会。
Selama perjalanan saya terus mencari apa maksud dari Tuhan untuk kejadian yang saya alami itu.
Throughout all the way to the church, all I kept thinking was, what is God's purpose in perfectly rolling the coin to where I previously had the shoes?
So, 在往教会的路上，我一直在思想神要告诉我的是什么呢？
Akhirnya saya mendapatkan suatu pesan, yaitu apa yang kita tanam, bentuknya apapun, baik itu baik, yang pasti kita akan selalu menanamkan kebaikan.Dan pasti kita akan menuai apa yang telah kita tanam.
And then I came to the conclusion that we will reap whatever we sow.
最后我得到一个结论，就是我们所种的什么，我们收的也是什么。如果我们种的是善的，我们收的必定是善的。
Karena dalam Galatia 6 ayat 7 hingga 10,
actually recorded in Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 to 10.
在加拉太书第六章。第七节到第十节。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For the one who sows in his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart for doing good, for in due time we will reap, if we do not grow weary. So then, if we have an opportunity, let us do good to all people.And especially to those of household of faith.
要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。第八节，顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
Jadi dari apa yang telah saya alami ini, supaya kita boleh saling dikuatkan dan jangan berhenti untuk selalu berbuat kebaikan, karena suatu saat kita akan menerima apa yang telah kita lakukan ataupun yang kita tanam.
So I hope from my sharing that we can always remember to do good works, because we will reap whatever we sow, and so if we sow good deeds, we will reap back good deeds.
所以从我以上所讲解的经历当中，也互相勉励，要大家一起继续不断的做行善，有一天我们也能够收回来我们所做的善事。
Segala kemuliaan hanya untuk nama Tuhan.
May all the glory be unto God's holy name.
愿一切的荣耀归于主耶稣圣名。
Hallelujah, in the Lord Jesus Christ I speak.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
So today I'm going to be doing a very brief introduction to the UK Youth Ministry.
我将要给你们分享是英国就是七年的这个团契。
So first of all, just a brief introduction to United Kingdom.
那首先就给你们很简洁的介绍英国。
And the churches there.
还有当地的教会。
So as you can see on the PowerPoint with the pink pointers.
那你们可以从这个幻灯片上面看到那个粉红色的。
That indicates the 9 churches that we have in the UK.
那就是代表了英国有的这个9个教会。
We also have 2 prayer houses and 10 places of worship.
我们有两个祈祷所，并且有10个聚会点。
So in total, we have about 2,800 members.
总共我们有2,800位信徒。
So UK can be split into Scotland and England.
英国会被分为两部分，一个是苏格兰跟英格兰。
And in Scotland, we have 3 churches.
在苏格兰，我们有三间教会。
Which is Elgin, Edinburgh, and Gifford Park.
就是奥路井、加福园，并且爱丁堡。
And in England, we have 6 churches.
在英国有6间教会。
Which is Newcastle, Sunderland, Leicester, London, Forest Hill, and Portsmouth.
就是 Newcastle 三岛伦教会、李斯特教会、伦敦教会、圣山教会，并且Portsmouth 教会。
So out of the 2,800 members,
那在这2,800位信徒中
，643 are youth.
643位是青年。
So in terms of active youth, we have about 350 youth that are active in ministry.
在这个侍奉上面有350位青年是有参加积极参与圣工。
And 287 that are non-active.
那有287位呢，就是没有什么参与圣工。
So it's almost 50-50.
所以差大概就是50%-50%的比例。
So in comparison, the biggest church in UK, which is Newcastle, has 210 youths.
那来对比的话 ，Newcastle 教会是最，他们拥有最多的青少年，有210位。
And the smallest church with the smallest numbers of youths is Elgin, which has 28 youths.
那奥路井是拥有最少的青少年，只有28位。
So the UK churches have a wide range in numbers.
所以英国
members and youth.
所以英国教会是有wide range.
Yeah, wide range.
所以我们英国教会是有就是wide range.
A big difference.
我们教会的那个方就是人数是有点不一样的。
So UKGA each year put a lot of emphasis in training up youth.
英国总会每年都会花很大的精力来培训青年。
In organizing national events to train up youth for ministry.
我们都会组织一些就是全国的这种青年聚会来训练青少年们。
So in the UK we have a youth coordination center.
在英国我们都有这种英国的协调青少年协调组织。
Which is made up of youth representatives from each local church to make up the committee.
就是每个教会的青少年，他们都会一个青少年组织代表来就是建立这个协调团契。
And together they work with the UKGA to organize different youth events for each year.
那这些这个组织呢，他们也与英国总会一起来工作，一起来做这个圣工。
Our different events nationally range from Africa ministry training to literary ministry and music related.
Yeah, 我们的培训是有 非洲中文培训，也有就是这个 诗颂的培训，也有这个 宣道的培训。
And in 2017, we also started a new training program, which is for internet ministry training.
那 2017年开始，我们有一个新的这个培训， 就是网络上面的 侍奉培训。
And this is to utilize the design and programming talent that we have in the UK because we have a lot of designers.
那这个就是因为在英国有非常多的 就是设计师，所以我们就是用运用这个这么大的资源来在网络上面。
So in terms of local church, each church has their different strengths and you heavily participate in church work.
那每个教会的都会有他们的长处，就是他们都会运用这些长处来帮忙参与教会的这些圣工。
So in the photos that you see, these are different gospel outreaches that we do, whether within the church or out in the public also.
这图片中我们可以看出，就是他们有不同的就是传福音的方式，在教会里面有组织，并且在教会外面他们都有组织。
Because the UK youth thank God do take part in a lot of evangelism.
感谢主，英国的青年们他们就是非常的积极参与这些圣工。
And in some churches they even do voluntarily street preaching every week.
那在有一些教会呢，他们每个星期都会就是自愿的在路街边上面传福音。
So other works that the UK youth participate is also helping in pioneering areas within the UK.
那另外一点，英国青少年他们有帮忙的，就是帮助那些刚刚开拓区的那些圣工。Because
like I mentioned earlier, we have 12 places of worship and prayer houses.
因为就像我刚刚提到，我们在英国有12个聚会点，并且12个祈祷所，2个聚会点。
So a lot of the youth often go there to help with RE teaching and pastoring.
许多的青少年们，他们都会去这些聚会点，并且到祈祷所来帮忙宗教教育。
And if we talk about internationally, thank God a lot of UK youth have also been to Africa to help in the pioneering work there.
那我们就是如果是讲到国际上面的事工侍奉上面呢，感谢主，英国的那些青少年们，他们都有就是积极参与去帮跟传道，他们一起去非洲协助圣工。
So that is a very brief introduction to the youth ministry in the UK.
这只是个非常简短的英国的那个青少年侍奉团契。
If there's anything else you want to know, there are 25 youths from UK here in IYF, and I'm sure they'll tell you a lot more about their local church youth ministry.
如果你们想要更加的了解英国的这些青少年这些团契的话呢，这是有25位的英国来的弟兄姐妹们，你们可以去问他们问题。
So now I'm also going to like to share a testimony for our mutual encouragement.
那我现在将要与大家一起分享一个见证来作为彼此的勉励。
Similar to Sister Xiaowei, is something that God has personally taught me.
就像小薇姐妹刚刚所做的见证一样，就是神亲自的来教导我。
So starting from the year 2015, which was the year that marked my final year of university.
那我首先是在2013年3月份开始，就是那个时候是我要结束我大学的学程。
Prior to this, I had always been a very hardworking student and a relatively high achiever.
那其实我是一个非常的努力的一个学生，并且我的成绩都是非常的好。So
when I first entered into university, I went in to study product design, wanting to be a furniture designer.
那在我刚刚上路进到大学之前呢，我就想成为一个 fashion designer.
Furniture. 哦，就想做一个就是工具的，就是设计家具的那个设计师。 And so I went into university, my grades got even better.
当我上到大学之后呢，我的成绩是越来越好。And
I would often get the top grades and surpassing the grades of my other classmates.
那我的成绩都是超过于我的同班同学的成绩，并且我都是得到最高的分数。Therefore,
when I came into my final year of studies, I expected that things would be no different.
所以当我到达大学生涯最后一年的时候呢，我就觉得应该什么事情都不会发生。
So throughout that year, I worked extremely hard.
在那一年，我也是非常的努力的学习。And
I was also always thinking about my design project.
我一直在想着我的这个设计的工程。To
the point that my sleeping and eating habits became very unhealthy.
直到达我的生活方式都已经是完全变样了。So
when it came to the day of my results, although I was nervous, I expected to get at least the second highest grade, if not the highest grade.
那当到我的那个成绩公布的那一天，我就想到我的成绩要么就是如果没得达到最高的话呢，要么就是第二个的那个学位。
But when I opened the envelope to see my results, the reality was very different.
但是当我打开这个成绩表的时候呢，其实现实就是很不一样的。
So not only had I received a low grade,
我不单单得到的是一个很低的成绩。
Which in the UK was equivalent to just passing your degree.
那按照英国的来说呢，这个成绩的这个等级就是你只是刚刚到达通过的这个成绩。
But I actually received the lowest grade in my entire class.
那我就是在整个班级中，我的成绩是最低的。
So at first I was very upset and even felt ashamed to let anyone know about this incident.
刚刚开始我就觉得很羞愧，我不想让别人知道我的成绩。
But looking back now, I can see that it was actually a blessing in disguise.
但是从现在看回去，我觉得这是一个非常好的一个福气。
As well as God teaching me a very valuable lesson.
因为神教导了我一个非常有价值的一个课程。
So why would I say that this is a blessing?
我为什么要说这个是很有福气呢？
So after this incident happened, it allowed me to reflect on myself and my spirituality.
当这件事情发生之后呢，他给了我一个好好的反省的机会。
So I realized that that year I'd been very selfish.
我发觉那一年我变得非常的自私。
I'd only relied on myself in all aspects of my life.
我只是都是就是不管什么方面，我都是依靠着自己。
And even though I didn't rely on God, I still expected him to give me the top grades.
虽然说我没有依靠神，但是我还是觉得神主耶稣应该要给我一个好的成绩。
And although I was involved in many church works, but my heart was never there.
虽然说我参与了许多的圣工，但是我的心都不在那里面。
So I really thank God for this stark wake-up call.
所以我很感谢主耶稣给了我一个警醒的这个警醒的一个警 ，yeah， 给了我一个警醒。
And that he taught me that I lacked humility.
他就教导我说我喜欢谦卑。
So shortly after this happened, I attended my final year of YTTC, which is Youth Theological Training Course.
这件事情发生不久之后呢，我就参加了我神训班的最后一年。
So I really thank God because those 3 weeks away from worldly distractions was what really allowed me to reflect further upon myself.
感谢主，这三个星期的课程可以使得我就是就像与世隔绝一样，就是可以给我一个很好的机会来反省我自己。
And it was a turning point for me when I had an experience in prayer.
对我来说，就是一个很大的转折点。
So during one of the prayer sessions, I was thinking back over everything that had happened.
在其中的一个祷告会的时候呢，我就回想发生的事情，所有的事情。
And I realized that I had been doubting God's love for me.
那我就发现我怀疑神对我的爱。
Then suddenly I felt a bright light from my right-hand side.
突然我就发现在我的右边有一束很强的光。
And I felt heat on the right side of my face.
我发现就是在我右边的脸颊这边就是一个很热。
And it was so bright and so warm that it left a tingly sensation on my cheek.
那就是非常的，这个光很亮，并且也很热，所以就是让我的脸就是变得很，就好像就是就很痒一样。
But it did not hurt.
但是不痛。
And I knew immediately that this was Jesus Christ.
所以我一下子就了晓得这个就是主耶稣。
And because I had several occasions in the previous years where I had similar experiences during my prayer.
因为在以前的那些活动中，我都有感受到同样相同的这种感觉。
Whereby I saw a bright white figure that was Jesus.
当我就会看到一个非常白的一个形象在我的面前，就是主耶稣。
But during my past prayer experiences, Jesus was always standing in front of me.
在我以前祷告中，我都会知道主耶稣都是一直站在我的面前。
So during this prayer, I asked him, "Why are you not standing in front of me? Why are you standing to my right?"
所以在这一次的祷告中，我去问主耶稣，你为什么没有站在我前面，反而是站在我的右边呢？
So then a thought came into my head, and I came to the realization that it was because I had turned away from Jesus.
所以一下子突然有一个想法跑到我的脑海中，就是不是说主耶稣离开我，乃是因为我离开了主耶稣。
So I was the one who had turned away, and that was why he was no longer standing in front of me.
因为我就是那个远离了主耶稣的人，所以这就是为什么主耶稣没有站在我前面，乃是站在我的右边。
So through this experience, it was a warning for me.
所以借着这个体验的话，借着这个体验，就是这对我来说是一个很大的警醒。
That I needed to repent and turn back to God.
我应该要来悔改，并且归向给归全心归向于神。
moreover, it allowed me to recognize that all along Jesus was standing patiently by my side.
但同时我也会发现主耶稣是非常的有耐心，是站在我的身边，
and waiting for me to return to him.
一直在等候着我重新归回归到他的怀抱中。
So this was not only a moving and comforting, this was not only moving and comforting for me.
这对我来说不单单是非常的感动，并且非常的安慰。
But to act as a further refinement process.
但是对我来说，这是一个非常好的，就是提炼的过程。
Whereby God exposed my weaknesses.
因为神展示了我的软弱。
And He also demonstrated His unconditional love.
他也展示出他无条件的爱。
So I still have some further parts of my testimony, which I will not share today.
今天我还是有其他的见证，但我今天不会与你们一起分享。
But if you want to hear more of the testimony, then feel free to speak to me in the breaks, and I'm happy to share the grace that God has given me with you all.
如果你们想听更多的见证，我很乐意的与你们分享，就是在课余休息的时间。
But I wanted to share this testimony with you all because I believe that God has given us each various different graces and blessings.
其实我想与你们分享这个的目的，就是因为神会给我们不同的恩典与福气。
But by giving me this experience, He also wants me to share it with other people.
他给了我这次的体验，也给了我一个很好的机会与大家一起分享。
Not only to glorify His name, but to remind you all that, firstly, God examined each and every one of our hearts.
不单单这个是来荣耀神的名，但是也给了我们一个好，一个机会了解到神是会鉴察人心。
And also that His love for us is really unconditional and unlimited.
神对我们的爱是无限的，并且是无条件的。So
especially in the centenary of the True Jesus Church this year,
就像特别是在今年，就是真耶稣教会100年的传承纪念中。It's
a really big blessing that we're able to be gathered here.
对我们来说，我们能有这个机会聚集在一起是很大的福气。But
it's an even bigger blessing that we are preserved in the one true church in the end time.
那最大的福气就是我们还可以保守我们自己在这个末世的真教会里面。So
I think that's something that we must all hold on to and not take lightly.
这就是我们说人应该要持持牢牢地守住着，我们不可以轻看它。So
may all glory be unto our Heavenly Father.
愿一切的荣耀都归给天上的父。Amen.
All right, so because of time, we're going to have to conclude.
因为时间的原因，我们将要结束。
And we'll hear about Canada tomorrow.
我们加拿大的见证明天继续。
And tomorrow, Brother Andy will be facilitating, and I believe he's more strict than I am, so you guys got to follow your time, okay?
明天将会有安迪弟兄来带领，说因为他对时间的观念比较强，所以你们要小心一点点。
But thank you all for your encouragement.
非常感谢你们的,
one thing that stood out to me was how each GA and youth ministry is emphasizing missionary work in their respective countries or regions.
那其中一点对我深深的印象就是不同每个教会都会非常强调着青少年的这个团契的工作。
So there are over 60 countries that the gospel has been preached to, and yet there are only 12 countries represented here, this IYF, right?
有超过60个国家都领受到了真理，但是这次国际青年团契就只有12个国家的代表。So
it is our work to hopefully one day IYF will have, you know, however many countries that the gospel has been preached to.
希望以后的国际青年联谊会有更多的不同国家的代表来。So
now we'll take a 10-minute break, and we will return for the afternoon prayer.
我们现在有10分钟的休息时间，将结束之后将会，我们需要回来这边晚祷时间。
Let's pray in silence to conclude.
我们一起低头默祷结束。